You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking New York Yankees with MLB.com's Yankees beat reporter, Brian Hoke. Brian, Masahiro Tanaka is apparently going to start tomorrow. That was big news when it was made official, or as official as anything is in the Grapefruit League. What are we looking at with this? What are the expectations? What are the concerns? What are you going to be looking for when you see him take the mound in a competitive game?
Yeah, I mean, you want to see how it plays against big league hitters. You can tell only so much what he's done in the bullpen and in the side sessions, and thus far everything has been fine. And you know, you're waiting for the big red flag of him walking off and clutching his elbow and saying he's done and not being back on the mound for 12 to 18 months. And thus far, there's been no indication that that's going to happen. So, I mean, that's a doomsday scenario, and certainly it's a possibility. But I think that really you just want him to go out there and get his innings in, get his pitches up. You haven't seen him hold back. He's been able to throw it at full velocity and use all his pitches. So really, you just want to see that in game situations, and you keep going full force. There's no reason to hold back, and you know if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Brian Cashman was saying that earlier today, that you can't really plan for it, you can't prepare. There's no way to kind of sugarcoat it. If it's going to go, it's going to go, and until then, you just keep going 100%.
So whether it's the club or the pitcher, there are no real changes to how he's going about his program this spring?
Well, they've kind of set him back a little bit here. They've gone slow just because they could. There's no reason to rush him to see major league lineups. Last year, that was kind of a thing. There was a lot of talk about how is he going to adjust to the mound and the little bit slippery baseball and the different strike zones and the American League lineups, the different lineups here. There's none of that this year. We already know when healthy, how Tanaka is going to look. You saw it in the first 17 starts last year. He was dominant. He was excellent. He was everything that they spent $155 million to get. Now the question is his health and how long can it hold up. And you saw he came back in September, made two starts, went back to Japan, had a normal offseason. That's all very encouraging. And there's no disappointment here in camp as far as what he's been able to do on the mound. He's been able to do pretty much everything they've asked of him. So as far as the Yankees are concerned, all systems go, and you just keep your fingers crossed that it continues to be that way.
And then with CC Sabathia, obviously farther behind, obviously a bigger question, and obviously the upside at this point is probably less, but where is he in his program right now?
Yeah, he's right in the same group. CC's going to throw a simulated game tomorrow, and then his next step after that will be in a game situation. But he's in much the same scenario where there was really no reason to rush him forward. Obviously, he's coming off a knee surgery. So he was kind of coming back in a week or two behind the other pitchers anyway. But they think he's going to be ready to be in that opening day rotation. Whether he's the opening day starter or not, that remains to be seen. Joe Girardi said he still would like to wait until probably the last week of camp before he does it. And he's got some pieces there. It's been Sabathia the last few years, but I think you can make a legitimate case that Tanaka could be your opening day starter. I think that even Michael Pineda could work his way into that mix as well. So there's definitely choices there, but the Yankees believe that CC Sabathia will be in their rotation at the beginning of the season, and they're looking for a full workload from him. He only gave him 8 starts last year. They would like him to be able to be a guy that they could count on for 20 to 30 starts, and if he is at this point in his career, I think Sabathia would probably take that.
And kind of the same question with Tanaka, though, for different reasons, more just because of the miles on Sabathia and the desire to have him effective for some more years. Are there any measures in place either now or in the season to sort of take it easier on him and try and make sure that maybe he doesn't grind down to any extent?
Yeah, a 6-man rotation is something that the Yankees have talked about. It's not that they would go 6-man from April to September, but more to kind of take some of the stress off some of their pitchers. They've got a stretch of 30 games in 31 days that begins on April 17. If you look at the schedule, and obviously rainouts can come in there and change things around, but it's something they do want to keep the option open for, and that's why they have a lot of guys here in camp who are preparing as starters and could wind up as relievers, and I'm talking about Chase Whitley and Ezekiel Rogers, guys like that, who are kind of on the bubble. Adam Warren also came in as a starter, could be in the bullpen. So it's something they want to keep open, too. And it's not just Sabathia, then. You're looking at Tanaka. He could obviously use a break here or there. We were talking about Michael Pineda, who was excellent when he was on the mound, but he really only gave him a half season last year. So that was one of the big reasons they went out and got Nathan Eovaldi. They looked at the fact that he gave the Marlins 199 and two-thirds innings last year, and they said that basically replaces Roky Kuroda, who obviously went back to Japan. So getting those innings and those starts, wherever they're going to get them from, that remains to be seen. But I think the Yankees are not coming into this year thinking they're going to get 1,000 innings from 5 starting pitchers.
Because we have to talk A-Rod every time, we're going to talk A-Rod briefly here. He's not. I'm just looking at box scores and see the occasional clip. And it's obviously extremely dangerous and frankly stupid to read too much into any small number of bats, but he's getting on base. That would seem to be an encouraging sign just as far as seeing pitches, as far as sort of maybe not being that totally rusty. When you see him at the plate, what do you see from Alex Rodriguez?
I see basically the same guy who played in that weird half season at the end of 2013. I think that you're right in that the Yankees have said there's no reason to evaluate these at-bats until the last week or two of camp. One reason is that it is so early, and a lot of the pitchers he's facing are not the guys you would be facing in April and May. And another reason is that there's just not a whole lot to read into it. I mean, the competition, the pressure is not the same. So I think that by extrapolating it here and saying that Alex is 4-for-9 with 2 walks, that's fantastic, but it doesn't really mean a whole lot. And that's what Alex said as well, is that you don't really read a whole lot into it. He's played a long time. He knows what it takes to get ready for a season. Really, the encouraging thing that you are seeing is he's making contact. He has a view of the strike zone, and you saw that by working at walks. So he's not jumping at pitches. He's not coming out of his shoes trying to hack. I think you're seeing a measured approach here. And this is not his first spring training. He's been doing it for a long time. Like I said, he knows that it's going to take until March 25 or so to really know what he's going to be. But thus far, I think you've seen that he could definitely be a competent DH and maybe play a little bit of the infield corners for the Yankees this year.
How's he just kind of moving around? Again, I realize it is early, but just as far as lateral movement, running the bases, that kind of thing, how is he moving as a guy who's dealt with some fairly major hip issues?
He had a good quote earlier this week about how it's just not going to be an Ozzie Smith year for him. The defensive range is not going to be his strong suit, and he'll probably go station to station on the base pass for the most part. But he's there to stand in and drive the ball when it's thrown to him and catch the ball when it's hit to him. I wouldn't look for him to have shortstop range. It's funny, people were saying, why can't he be a backup option at shortstop? And it's just not on. He's going into an age 40 season and on 2 surgically repaired hips. I mean, he's just not going to get to anything at shortstop. So basically, that's what it is. It's play third, catch the ball when it's hit to you. So far, that's what you've seen from him. He's still got a strong arm. His glove work has been fine, but as far as moving all around the field, I think that the years of early 30s MVP level A-Rod, you're not going to see that anymore.
The Yankees, it's been a while since they developed a really exciting, high-impact, everyday player. And you've written here lately that they may have a couple of them coming along here, a couple of big bats. What are you seeing from Bird and Judge as guys who might potentially be actual parts of some future Yankees lineup?
Oh, yeah, I think that you can definitely forecast them for the Bronx. I mean, obviously anything can happen with prospects, and, as Brian Cashman says, prospects are suspects until they make it. But with Greg Bird, he was the MVP in the Arizona Fall League last year, and Yankee people were talking about him as the best hitter in camp. That's left-handed power. Just really impressive plate approach. He and Aaron Judge both have impressed with an advanced approach. They know the strike zone. They go up there and have professional at-bats. there's been a lot of talk about Judge, obviously because of his size. I mean, he's 6'7" and just a monster out there in the outfield. And people are talking about Dave Winfield and Giancarlo Stanton, and Reggie Jackson brought up Willie Stargell. And, you know, there's nothing like keeping expectations realistic, you know. But Cashman said that there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with dreaming on a player. And typically, if you want to talk about Willie McCovey or Willie Stargell, I mean, that's fantastic. If it turns out to be Dave Winfield, then the Yankees would certainly be thrilled with that. But what they see him as is a future everyday major league right fielder. And he's got 17 home runs in A-ball. So let's not put him in Yankee Stadium just yet. But there's a lot to be excited about there. I think that Bird and Judge are both a real deal. And it's not too difficult to look down the line and see how they could help the Yankees in the future.
All right, well, Brian Hoke, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.TV for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.